It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Well, this is not Judy Gammon. This is Dr. Walter Gammon. I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson. This is the Staying Young Show. Judy's under the weather still, so we'll be proceeding without her today.
That's sad if she's been under the weather this long. She's got two co-hosts that are physicians. Yeah, I don't know what that's saying about us.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give her an extensive physical. That's all there is to it. Okay, today's show is all about how medicine is changing. And believe me, medicine is changing. Excuse me. We're about to enter a new era where medicine is personalized, not just based on your outward symptoms, but by the needs of your inner genetic makeup. Later on this hour, we'll have on with us Dr. Florence Comite, an expert on the new genetic advances that are now in research. So, Mark, why don't you talk with our listeners about how at Executive Medicine we take a personalized approach?
Well, I will, and I'll bring it up. One of the things that we're doing, and it's been approved by Medicare already for 2015, is doing genetic testing to look and see, tell us which medications patients will respond to or which they may have side effects. So this is not, somewhere down the road of, oh, yeah, that sounds good, it's coming. It is here today and will continue to expand. And so the ability to tell a patient that a certain treatment, I mean, we do genetic testing on certain cancers, lung, breast, colon cancer, that allows physicians to go to a more targeted and specific therapy that's going to be better for that patient already exists. So we're doing those things.
Right. And to give a concrete example, people who have had coronary artery disease, they have angioplasty and or stenting, and they'll be put on blood thinners. And a common blood thinner is Plavix. It turns out that a number of people don't respond to Plavix, but there's a genetic test to tell that. And if people don't respond to Plavix based on the genetic test, they can go on a different blood thinner, for example, Brilinta or others. But this is critical because prior to this genetic test, everyone was getting Plavix, and yet some people were getting their angioplasty and stent clogged up within a year, and it's because the blood thinner wasn't working.
Right. Another example with the cancer, Steve Jobs, had pancreatic cancer, and he did genetic testing on his tumor way back 10, 12 years ago when he was diagnosed. That testing back then was $100,000, and so it was not covered by health plans and was not the common practice. That same testing to date is down to, $1,000 or $2,000 and is covered by health plans. And so when patients have those type tumors now, they get that kind of testing. So just within the span of a decade, it's gone from being, almost an investigational tool to this is routine now. And over the next 3 to 5, it's only going to accelerate.
Right. And, I spoke with a radiation oncologist who specializes in lung cancer. And, until recently, lung cancer was lung cancer was lung cancer. There was small cell, there was non-small cell lung cancer. It turns out that that was a very poor way to look at it. Now they're doing genetic markers, and they're finding you could have two lung cancers look the same on CAT scan or X-ray, but genetically they're completely different. They're finding some cancers will respond to chemotherapy because their genetic code is similar to, for example, ovarian cancer. So by having the genetic markers, they're now being able to cure lung cancers that previously were uncurable because they're able to look at the genetic code.
All right, that music means it's time for the Doc Shock, which is something that is either in the news that we've already known about and been talking about or that we find quite shocking. In this case, it's something we've already kind of talked about, and it came out of the Harvard School of Public Health and Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, and they analyzed interactions between fried food consumption and the genetic risk associated with obesity, looking at over 37,000 men and women. There were consistent interactions between the fried food consumption and genetic risk scores based on body mass index, or a measure of obesity. And the research proved that genetics should not be ignored when dealing with obesity. And since we don't all know our genetic makeup, it's best just to avoid the fried foods together. And so overall, it said, you know, there's some people that can get away with certain foods and they're not going to be prone to it. There's others that if you are exposed to the foods, you're going to get it. But I take it back to the gut biome, you know, and that these people that maybe that the certain foods turn on genetic markers or on or off those genes that code for obesity. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been all the buzzword that if you have abnormal bacteria in your intestines, in your stomach, that for some people that are genetically predisposed, they will gain weight. They will gain weight. So taking probiotics every day is a cheap, simple insurance policy to help against that. Now,
it's interesting you mentioned that. We did the show on supplements, and that was one of the things we talked about was the probiotics. The phones rang requesting catalogs. The staff told me that after that show aired, that everybody wanted the information on the probiotics because the ones that we have, how they're prepared and they stay, you know, grow and develop in the gut. So apparently the listening public's picking up on that too.
Well, and again, our supplements are gluten-free. They're vegetarian. They're very safe to use. For our listeners, friend us on Facebook. Look up the Stay Young Media Group. Our website is stayyoungamerica.com. All our shows are on iTunes as podcasts. Just search The Staying Young Show on iTunes, which is free. Remember this number, 844-WELL-100, for our Dementia Defender quiz at the end of the day. Mark, I'm really excited about our guest. This genetics and personalized medicine is really the wave of the future. I think her comments are going to be absolutely sensational.
Or books on low T, so I want to hear how genetics plays into low T.
I'm not going to give the title of her book, but the title of her book is genius. Yeah. It's absolutely genius.
Yeah,
so we'll give it in the next segment.
It'll be interesting to see. I'm not aware of any, but maybe there are some genetic markers that code for that.
Well, I'm sure you want them, and I want them too.
Well, mine apparently are fine. I've had mine checked, so if I have the gene, it is definitely suppressed.
Yeah, well, you can always optimize your testosterone, right?
It's there.
Yeah. Okay, so stay tuned for our next segment. It's on personalized medicine and genetics. We'll see you soon.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551 or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This is Dr. Walter Gammon. We're back with the Staying Young Show. I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson. Coming up is our special guest today, Dr. Florence Comite, who's going to visit with us about all the changes in personalized medicine, including how President Obama in his State of the Union address has called for a genetic medicine revolution. We can't wait.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
The Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. In this Immortal Minute, we're talking again about obesity, diabetes, and in this case, fatty liver disease. And researchers at the University of Michigan have identified a chemical, a drug called amlexinox, which, when given, increases interleukin-6 in the fat cells and helps treat diabetes and make his tissues more sensitive to the circulating insulin that we have going around. And so we're finding now that we can turn on and off certain pathways with these various chemicals and various pharmaceuticals. And in this case, it actually flushes out the fat from the fatty liver that patients develop. So our guest is going to have a great deal of knowledge about fatty liver and diabetes. So.
Well, that's right. We're going to be talking about genetics and epigenetics. On our show, we have Dr. Florence Comite. She's a graduate of Yale. She's a noted endocrinologist. She completed her fellowship in reproductive endocrinology, incorporating training in medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, and andrology.
I like that one.
I love that one. At the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Get some equal playtime now.
She's also the author of the book, and you got to love this title, Mark, Keep It Up, The Power of Precision Medicine to Conquer Low T and Revitalize Your Life. Dr. Comite, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for such a great, energetic introduction.
That's right. We saw that title. We held it back. We didn't use it in the intro until we could get it out there. So
yeah, it is. It was a little hard at first to agree to that title.
Another pun. Nice.
Okay, very nice.
I like this so far.
I like this woman,
yeah.
Mark.
So how important do you think it is that we move towards this personalized approach to delivering health care and medicine to the individual patient?
Critically important to move to a personalized approach. When President Obama raised that flag, I was thrilled because I have been working in a personalized way for over 20 years. And I came to the field because of the women who were part of research studies that I did asking me how to stay healthy. And without knowing aspects of health, every aspect from lifestyle to family history, it really can help individuals stay healthy because we are really a disease-centric system here, at least in the States, where we treat people when they're sick. And yet symptoms are evolving deep below the surface for many decades sometimes.
And, you know, why are some of the healthcare providers, I mean, we've been to some conferences, we're learning about this, and we were talking in the intro about, you know, this year Medicare has approved testing for genetic testing to help determine which medications, you know, particularly anticoagulants and things we can use on patients to optimize results. We do genetic testing for certain types of cancer to optimize treatment results. You know, what are some things that are holding back healthcare from adopting this personalized approach?
That's a huge question, and I'll tell you my favorite answer to that is that we're just not taught how to do that in med school. We're not taught in training. Just like andrology is really given short shrift, I mean, you guys loved it, and I do too, because I was lucky enough at NIH to train in all aspects of endocrine and reproductive endocrine. Men have hormones just like women, and men go through changes just like women, and yet you'd think there was a revolution there, and no one noticed that men age and their bodies change, and they can't keep muscle on, and they lose energy, not to speak of sexual function, which is also an issue. But the main problem we face is that we're so busy stamping out disease that even thinking about being proactive for health is difficult. How do you actually capture all those pieces when you barely have 8 to 10 minutes a year to capture a patient's history in an annual exam? And then you're usually seeing patients only if they're sick, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So we need to have a new mindset in medicine. We need to be able to bring this kind of thinking. And in the best way possible, the president, by raising the flag and some of the approvals you've spoken about for Medicare, I think is going to start us on a path that, and I don't mean to be pessimistic here because it will not sound terrific, but I believe we're on a 10 to 20 year path where we can recharge and take a 180 degree flip from acting in medicine reactively as opposed to proactive. It's very complicated. And to your point, Mark, when you look at what we do with deciding what the dose of Coumadin or blood thinner should be based on metabolism, that's pretty straightforward. That's been in play. Many doctors probably know about it already and are using it in practice. And I'm delighted that we get approval for that for Medicare patients. But when you're looking at the entire genome and trying to tease out where the variables are, that is a lot more complex and rather primitive at the moment. It's exciting that we can get a genome now for $1,000 because of the throughput in the machine allows us to read it very quickly within hours as opposed to months. And also the cost is much less because just a decade ago it was $100,000 and it took 9 months for Craig Venter, for example, to come to his own genome. But what's unknown is how the genome actually interacts with the life we live. And you asked me that question at the beginning, why I think it's important to, or is it important to practice personalized medicine? And I'll tell you what started me on this path 20 years ago. It was the anticipation of genomics, yet also knowing that genomics itself is not enough. I wish it were. It would help me because we do a lot of in-depth work to look at metrics, to look at blood tests, to look at family history. But the reason I knew it was quite personal. I'm an identical twin, yet my twin and I are not identical. First of all, she's smarter. She's a dermatologist, so she made a great choice. I didn't like the notion of when it's wet, you dry it, when it's dry, you wet it. But both my twin and my brother are dermatologists. And I love this field of endocrinology and reproductive endocrine, and I think it's complex but fun. And so I was lucky enough to study the human body as it ages in all fields. And when I was at Yale full-time, I had a triple appointment in GYN, medicine, and peds. Andrology doesn't exist as a separate field for most schools still, and I think that's incredibly ridiculous. Because men deserve that attention, just like we women deserve to understand why we get heart disease and major organ disease, too, and not just focus on reproductive system as it used to be. So that's the personal reason that I brought this to the table and I started working in the field.
The and you made mention of the fact that it's one of, you know, it's one thing to know your genome and map it out, but then how various factors and variables can influence and turn on and off those genes, you know, that's just the edge. Of, you know, we're barely even touching on that in the gut biome and such, right?
Exactly. You're 1,000% right. In fact, there's fascinating data that I'm hoping to get deeper into in terms of the human biome, the microbiome, and the bacteria that live within us. One interesting little factoid is that we're actually only 10% human genes and 90% organisms and bacteria, fungus, and other organelles that live within our body, mostly in our gut, but also elsewhere on our skin, everywhere that can affect and interact with the foods we eat, the life we live. And we know that. We know that there will be cures, and in fact, there's even one coming along now that looked at C. differential, a disease that I'm sure you guys have coped with, where either compromised patients or older patients come down with a very severe infection. They're treated with broad-spectrum antibiotics. They wipe out the microbiome in their gut, and we're saving their lives by giving them a gut transplant, a stool transplant from healthy individuals. So that future and the interaction of the bacteria that we contain and live in symbiosis with and how we will live in the future is going to, again, add an impact to medicine that we can't even conceive of today. None of us, I would hope that that's true because I wish it wasn't, have really been taught to take human beings and to keep them healthy.
Well, see, that's where the dermatologist siblings may come back to be a benefit, is they can help manipulate our skin flora to optimize our health. So I think we've got to go to a break here in just a second.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we do have to go to a break. We're going to come back with Dr. Komati after the break. We'll continue this fascinating discussion. Right now, we'd like to give a shout-out to our military. We know that you listen to us, and we really appreciate your service to our country. You can like us on Facebook. Just search the Stay Young Media Group. And remember, on iTunes, this show and all shows can be downloaded as podcasts. Coming up, we'll continue our discussion on genetic medicine with Dr. Komati. What will these changes mean for you? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge program by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solus Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solus Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551 or go online at solismammo.com.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Dr. Walter Gammon. I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson. Judy Gammon's under the weather today. Hopefully she'll be back for the next show. Remember, at the end of the show, we have our weekly quiz called Dementia Defender. The phone number to give the answer is 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. When you leave your answer, please leave your phone number and your address. So if you're right, we can send you your free book of Age to Perfection. We're here with Dr. Komati, and we're talking about personalized medicine and genetics. Dr. Komati, what do you think is going to happen over the next 5 to 10 years, and what do you think it'll mean to reversing disease trends?
I'm talking to Walter, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. And Mark. Feel free to call me Florence, and then it becomes more personal, I think, too.
Okay, Florence.
Great. I think it's going to set us on a path where we'll really be able to conquer disorders of aging, like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, cancer. Because I think by delving into the human genome, as we begin to collect the detailed information that allows us to understand how these genes actually express themselves, we can then make changes knowledgeably earlier in life. There's a good example I can give you if you'd like as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Looking at heart disease, for example, if you've ever gotten your genome tested, I don't know if either of you have had that opportunity. Have either of you gone through that?
No. I think Judy sent hers into the 23andMe site at one point,
Okay.
But we haven't
before
done ours.
The FDA yeah. shut them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, which is a good idea, I think, in some ways with respect to this, because sending out information without having the ability to manage the outcome and the stress of finding out you might be at risk for Alzheimer's can be devastating. And I think the ability to go through physicians who hopefully are going to get the training needed to be able to put it in perspective is very important. But to use an example that we use often in my practice, and I see patients all the time, for example, who might come in on a statin like Crestor or Lipitor because they have high cholesterol. Well, when we look deeper at the particles and the numbers and we actually tease apart what's contributing to their cholesterol makeup, we find out in some of them, it's very common, they have a gene called 9P21. And this gene actually confers 2 times the risk of getting a heart attack at a younger age. If you have one allele, meaning one of the 2 genes you inherited, DNA strands you inherited from your mother or father, you have 1.5 times the risk. But if you have both alleles, both spots on these DNA strands that have this 9P21, it's about 2 times the risk. What's been shown beyond that in data out of Norway, Finland, Sweden, looking at thousands of patients, is that the group of patients with this homozygous finding, meaning they had twice the chance of having a heart attack at a younger age, if they ate a diet high in fruits and vegetables, it actually reverses the gene in terms of expression. So the gene is still there, but there's a switch on the genes, and this field is called epigenetics. So you can turn switches on and off that will change your health destiny, meaning even if your genes are wired to get an early heart attack with this particular finding, by eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, you have the possibility of switching that off, and it won't express itself.
Well, we've talked in previous shows about this ability to test not just with genes, but even with the chemicals that are eluted by the gut flora, and how to modify one's diet to affect disease. But I'm interested in being the two guys sitting here. We want to know, how does our genome play into our low T? I mean, is there a way we can test to see if we're at risk for that?
I'm not sure you'd actually want to test the genome at this point for your risk of low T, but I'll tell you outright that the risk of low T is heavily associated, or heart attacks are heavily associated with the risk of low T. And let me explain why we know that. And we know it through experience, and we know it through data. The men who call us, where we evaluate them and their results, and we do blood tests, because as I mentioned right in the beginning, it's not enough in today's world. It's too primitive, and we don't have the data to be able to say that the genome is going to predict anything at this point. Rare diseases, unusual findings, maybe. But in terms of being proactive for health, we're a little premature. But the way we could look at it differently, by spinning the ball in a way and wearing different kind of glasses, is by saying that if there's a high risk of stroke or heart disease in your family, you have a higher risk of having lower T at a younger age. And I have data to show that as well. And so what you really need to do is do biomarkers. You need to do blood tests that look at total T, free T, sex steroid binding globulin, as well as luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone, or LH and FSH. And those patterns, if interpreted effectively, usually by endocrinologists who have some training in the field of reproductive endocrine, can help dictate who's at risk and who's not. And if you pair that with symptoms, that is low energy, maybe difficulty with libido or erectile function, both in terms of getting an erection or maintaining it, those are all signs and symptoms of low T. Now, equally, they can be due to stress, depression, anxiety, just being fatigued, you're a new father. So there are a lot of ways to look at this. But as I mentioned before, it's actually more important to do the work you guys do so well, and hopefully all doctors do, in capturing the most in-depth family history as well as lifestyle, along with the personal medical history and the blood test, to be able to predict disease. You can see diabetes 20 years before it actually rears with symptoms. And that's something that we're not used to doing in our society, in our medical world. We typically wait until someone's hemoglobin A1C, which is a sign of diabetes, is so high that we then intervene, instead of starting when the evidence in their blood work shows that they're actually going to be a diabetic.
It's just absolutely fascinating. But, I'm sitting here thinking.
He's running through his head.
I'm thinking.
He'll tell you, he don't know. I mean, he had a stent placed last fall, and he's like, now he's figuring, calculating his testosterone levels.
No,
how
I was.
How young are you guys?
Oh, we're very young. We're
very, very young. Yes. So that means you're
60s
about
and 50.
60s, right. Okay. I agree. You should be very young at 50s or 60s. In fact, I believe that you should maintain your health for the rest of your life. And that's really my goal here. I want people's health span to match their lifespan. So we gracefully exit because our cells and our body are tired and they want to go to sleep, and that's it. And instead of living with disabilities, whether it's heart disease, stroke, osteoporosis, or neurodegenerative diseases, we can actually sustain our health. And we have data that shows that what the president is hoping will happen through his precision medicine initiative, we've actually made happen already. If you take a look at my book, Keep It Up, The Power of Precision Medicine, you will see that's the case, where we give case history after case history. And by the way, guys, about 40% of my patients are doctors, and the majority of them are male doctors. And they range from, you know, doctors who run departments of cardiothoracic surgery and academic centers to doctors who practice day and night and are very busy. And they recognize, as you two do, being on this show and running the show, that we don't have the answers in medicine, and we need to probe at a much deeper level, at the cellular level, to figure out, in the microbiome, to figure out perhaps how we change our diet can change our bacteria and maybe reduce the risk of obesity or diabetes.
Well, and we've talked about that, you know, there's good general eating principles. You know, you talked about the heart disease reduced with a vegetable to high diet. But some people, you know, may tolerate the certain good foods and do better with them than others. And so it's not just the specific, oh, eat better. I mean, you can actually dial it down and say, you know, we talked about even with infants, you could say that, mama, don't give this kid carrots because they don't tolerate carrots. It's going to affect them adversely down the road, but they can have all the beets you want to give them.
Absolutely, and that goes back to your first question. What you're saying here is by generally saying to folks, don't smoke, eat right, exercise, we're really not giving them enough specifics. And frankly, many of my colleagues, we know that, but we didn't have that detail at our fingertips. What I have found, though, even before genetics became available to me, which I've been doing genetic and genome testing for over 3, 4, 5 years now in depth, working with companies that are startups that have then gone on to be acquired, I know that there is more value in blood tests, lifestyle analysis, a good family history, and a really in-depth analysis, which I call a precision health analysis, in figuring out what the priorities are for each human being. Now we're going to add genomics to it, which just makes it that much more exciting. But let's think about it for a moment. You guys are family docs. That word family is the most critical word in terms of the relationship to our genome.
You are so correct, and I'm so sorry, but we have to go to a break.
Okay.
Florence, it's been a true pleasure having you on the show, Dr. Florence Comity. Stay tuned for our next segment.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge program by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and for years I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside, but when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin Line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Dr. Walter Gammon. I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson. Don't forget, at the end of the segment, we'll have our Dementia Defender Quiz of the Week. The phone number to call with the answer is 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Make sure and leave your name, your address, and your phone number along with the right answer, and we'll get your prize out to you. It'll be a copy of the book, Age to Perfection.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Today we have an actor, Paul Cram. He's in numerous independent films. He has a website. It's paulcramactor.com. That's paulcramactor.com. Paul, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We're going to ask you some medical trivia questions. Depending on how many you get right, you'll get multiple vitamins. You'll get resveratrol, which is an anti-aging drug. And if you get most of them right, you'll get Lifeline stem cell cream to keep your wrinkles away for your acting
play
gigs.
Those youthful roles, that's right.
Every actor likes to hear that, yes.
All right, Paul. First question, and yeah, these are easy. Just have fun with them. So the first question is, if we say the term hepatic refers to what organ in our bodies?
Hepatic.
Like if they said somebody has hepatic dysfunction, think about viral
illness. I would think something to do with the liver. That's just what jumps into my brain.
That's right. You got it right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Now, Paul, here's your next question. The lacrimal gland. What does it secrete, the lacrimal gland?
The lacrimal gland. Gosh, I don't know. Does it secrete, I'm trying to think of anything other than blood.
Up around your eye.
Is it tears?
That's right.
So
So, good for you.
I would not have got that without your little tip.
All right. So this one kind of has to do with entertainment. And so the term prestidigitation refers to magic of what kind and when it's performed with what part of our bodies?
It refers to magic of what kind? Prestidigitation. I didn't even know our bodies could do whatever this is.
Well, think of the prestidigitation. That might be a hint for you.
Digitation, huh? It reminds me of vegetation or some kind of digestive something or other. Can you repeat the question one more time? It's prestidigitation does what?
Well, prestidigitation is a form of magic when it's performed with what body part?
I have no clue. When it's performed with the heart.
Nah, fingers. So it's a sleight of hand. Digits. It's a sleight of hand. The digits, the fingers, the.
The digits. So what would that be? Give me a definition of that. Like
a prestidigitation, like a trick. Well, just
sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, where they, slip cards up their sleeve and, things like that.
I love it.
Flip coins, pull a coin out of your grandpa. Gotcha. Used to pull a quarter out of your. He's practicing prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation. It is magic. I love it. Okay.
Okay, Paul, the next question is about the human heart. The human heart has chambers, and blood flows from these chambers to other chambers. How many chambers are there in the human heart?
I think there's four.
That's right. Boy, you got that one right off the get-go. So I think you're going to win everything here, Paul. You got one question left.
One last one. Do you have children, Paul?
I do not. No, not yet.
Nieces, nephews?
I have tons of nieces and nephews.
All right, so that should qualify for this one. And the, quote, soft spot on an infant's body is where?
On their head.
That's right.
That's right.
Soft spot is where the sutures have not fused yet in their skull to allow that baby to pass through the birth canal. So.
Yes. How long does a soft spot last?
It depends. There's an anterior and there's a posterior, but on roughly about a year.
About a year.
Nice.
Well, Paul, you're gonna win a bottle of essential multivitamins. You're gonna win a bottle of resveratrol to keep you young, and you're gonna get
Woo-hoo!
Some Lifeline stem cell cream. Keep those wrinkles.
If you're
away.
Looking young.
Everybody will be asking what my secret is. I love it.
Okay.
But you were on the Staying Young show, and you can tell.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Paul. It was great.
That's excellent. Very, very fun. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Mark, during the break, we were talking about how, in our talk with Florence Comite, how she was really validating all the things that we've been talking about on the show for the last number of months.
She did. I mean, we've had shows on the gut biome and how the influence that it can have and, how someday we'll be able to isolate the chemicals. I mean, she made reference to treatment of disease with, in this case, the C. difficile infection with fecal transplants. We've talked about how they're using fecal transplants.
It sounds gross. It's a poop transplant.
Yeah, old Jim was making faces over here at the thought of that. But, it's not just C. difficile. They've done, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. Dr. Perlmutter's got a study that he's going to be doing looking at, transplants, fecal transplants for autism. And, he's shown with some earlier studies that just cleaning up the diet and getting the glutens out of there can have a positive effect on patients who have autism. So nutrition and personalized medicine, we do a lot of that. We do that, 40-page questionnaire that's got the family history in it and to look for those patterns. And then eventually we'll be able to do that genome mapping at a reasonable cost on patients and give them specifics. I think the thing that, once that genome is mapped for the individual, the data doesn't change. I mean, their genes don't change. So then as more information becomes available that, this gene site is responsible for this disease and that gene site, it'll just start to accumulate and snowball. And so you'll be constantly getting updates as science provides, specific sites.
Within 20 years, when a person goes for a physical, it's going to be completely different. They're going to have blood drawn for their genetic code. Then the doctor.
They won't wait till physical. It'll be at birth.
It may be at
It'll
birth.
It'll be cord blood that gets sent off, and that kid is given a, mom's given a database that says, this is what your kid should not do, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't respond to this antibiotic. Don't use it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just going to be amazing. It's really going to be like on Star Trek, you know, you're going to have your genetic code. You're going to be told to do this, don't do that. If you do this, you're going to get diabetes. You're going to get a heart attack. You're going to die at 55. I mean, it'll all be laid out, and it'll just be a matter of people listening to the advice. It's going to be a brave new world, and we're going to look back at the year 2015 and think what barbarians the doctors were back then.
Yeah, we look back, you know, my career's not quite as long as yours, but even 25 years ago, some of the things we were doing is like very archaic looking by today's standards, and it's just accelerating so fast. I mean, in the next few years, 5 years, this is going to be clinically applicable that we wouldn't have dreamed of 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I well remember until the last maybe 10 years, we thought all the bacteria in our intestine were just friendly bacteria. They're just hanging out with us. They're not really doing anything, and yet they're controlling probably 90% of our body. They control what is absorbed, what isn't absorbed, and that affects everything. And now
we're just a transport media for bacteria.
Yeah. And now, as our guest mentioned, even the bacteria on our skin have a factor. And then it's not just the genetic code, it's the switches that turn them on and off, the so-called epigenetics. It's fantastic, and it's going to be wonderful in the future how we're going to be able to help people. Well, that music means that it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape, with his double D. For this week's riddle, we're going for a stroll in memory lane. Back on our very first show, we had this riddle, and we're going to repeat it today. Mark, are you ready?
Ready.
You've got two decks of cards. All the jokers and other cards have been removed. You've got two decks. Each deck has 52 cards. You mix the two decks together. You got 104 cards. You mix them together randomly, and then you split them into two equal piles of 52 cards that are all messed up. The first pile has 28 red cards. Here's the question. In the second pile, how many black cards are there? That's right. You've got two decks of cards. You remove the jokers. You shuffle them all up together. And then you separate them into two piles of 52 each. The first pile has 28 red cards. How many black cards are in the second pile? Send in your questions to Well100.
Answers. Send the answers in, not questions. If you have questions, sure. Go look them up. But if you got answers, send the answers in.
Send the answers to 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. Mark, this has been a great show. I hope our listeners enjoyed it as much as we did. Stay young, and we'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.